Welcome to Today's Issues, a community service program informing you of the issues and events in the four-state area. Now, here are the issues for today on KNEO 91.7 FM.
Good morning. This is Luke Taylor with Today's Issues. State Representative Lane Roberts is with us this morning, sharing about a tough vote this past week on education and why he voted the way he did, and we'll let him tell you about that now.
Good morning. This is Lane Roberts, House District 161. Normally when we have these opportunities to speak on the radio, we talk about the many things that occurred in the legislature, but I think this morning I'm going to try to confine my remarks to a single issue that came up yesterday. We took a really difficult vote, at least difficult for me, on the floor regarding a couple of education bills. Senate Bill 727 was a comprehensive bill, and there's an awful lot of really good things, including pay raises for teachers and a lot of other things that would be good for public education. And it was followed by House Bill 2287, which was intended to fix some of the challenges that were identified in the Senate bill before it came over. The two were to work in tandem to create a very good bill. And frankly, there were a lot of really good things in it. However, there's some challenges that I want to speak about. And then it's important to understand that from the very beginning of my service in the legislature, it's been my contention that while I have no opposition whatsoever to charter schools or any of the other alternatives to education, and I understand that many people have some concerns with public education, regardless of anything else that we do, the majority of our students are going to remain in traditional public schools, which means that anything that's harmful to those schools obviously has to harm the majority of our students. And so in Senate Bill 727, there's a $600 million price tag associated with that. And while I have complete faith in our current budget chair and vice chair to be committed to that, changes in the revenue forecasts, changes in the economy, any of those sorts of things may have future legislatures trying to decide whether or not they're going to fund that promise or in sacrifice another promise that was previously made, or which promises do we keep, which ones we not. There's simply no guarantees in budget. And so that concerns me a little bit. And the other thing is that bill clearly opens the door to expansion of charter schools into rural areas, which have traditionally not. The charter schools are predominantly Kansas City and St. Louis located. My concern is that in doing that, we're going to lose some teachers from public schools into charter schools. There'll be fewer teachers staying into retirement. And that inevitably would harm public schools. So I voted no on the bill. But the following bill, House Bill 2287, fixed a lot of problems. Senate Bill 727 passed. We were going to have educational reform regardless of my initial concerns. And I thought that HB 2287 made the whole process better than it was. And so I voted yes on that bill. It is a difficult situation. Like many things, we have a yes or no button on our board in front of us, and you wind up making difficult decisions. That was a difficult decision for me, but in the final analysis, I voted against Senate Bill 727, but voted for House Bill 2287 because I think it made the education bill better, and hopefully revenues are going to perform the way we hope they do.
161st District State Representative Lane Roberts can be reached at his Jefferson City office at 573-751-3791.
This has been Today's Issues. For more information about the issues you've just heard, call 417-451-5636. Today's Issues is presented as a public service of KNEO 91.7 FM, a Sky High Radio Network.